Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Randy Block of Cattle Facts. We're back with Randy in just a moment.
Hi, this is Harry Birdwell, Secretary of the School Land Commission. Are you looking for land for farming, grazing, hunting, fishing, or camping? Each October, state school land is leased for agricultural farming and grazing, as well as outdoor sport and recreational use. More than 500 tracts in 32 Oklahoma counties will be offered this year. On Wednesday, October 29th at 10 o'clock, we'll be in Enid at the Garfield County Fairgrounds, where 76 tracts in Garfield, Grant, Blaine, Kay, and Alfalfa counties will be leased. For more details, log on to our website at www.clo.ok.gov and follow the prompts for 2014 annual lease auction information or call 1-888-35-LANDS for all auction locations and times. School land leases are a great opportunity for hunting, fishing, grazing, and farming, and the money benefits Oklahoma schools and colleges.
Earlier this year, Randy Block and his Cattle Facts team were making predictions, as they always do, at the Cattle Industry Convention. He says at that time they were expecting a wild 2014, but 2014 has even surpassed what he was anticipating.
It'd be pretty hard to roll this one together and anticipate a move like this. This has been phenomenal, as you said, Ron. Really, all the stars aligned, and one of the key things that really accelerated this move was when Mother Nature blessed us with the rainfall through the plains country, and we really started to see the reduction in the number of cows we're going to market. That's really what set this market on fire and continues to be the big driver today.
A lot of speculation about really how much cow herd rebuilding we might be doing here at this point. What do the numbers really tell you? As you anticipate, you know, that next big cattle inventory report at the first of the year?
Well, I'd remind everybody that we've been retaining heifers in spite of the drought for the last 18 months. So we've been trying to stabilize the herd from the heifer side here for some time. But now we're starting to get help from the cow side by reducing cow slaughter. I just looked tonight, beef cow slaughter's down 18% year to date. So it's really responding to the improved moisture. It's responding to the record profitability we have in the cow calf segment. You can see it in a number of ways with heifer retention. That's going on as well. We think the beef cow herd will be up about 300,000 head on January 1. So again, it's not a situation that the herd's going to be able to jump automatically, but at least we're going to stop a trend of declining inventory numbers that we've gone through for most of the last 20 years. So up about 300,000 head on January 1, we think up another 750,000 head a year from now if the current trend continues.
So that's putting a million head back into the herd, in other words.
Putting a million head back in the herd by January 1 of 2016. So All systems are go right now. This is what we've needed. If we're going to support our feeding and packing infrastructure in this country, keep beef in the center of the plate, we have to respond to this economic signal as an industry now.
Randy Block says the one caveat to that rebuilding scenario, drought rearing its ugly head and really taking back over large amounts of real estate that would be occupied otherwise by these beef cow herds. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's McAllister Union Stockyard Special Replacement Cow and Bull Sale. Saturday, November 1st to 12 noon, the sale will feature over 700 head of bred cows, hares, bred heifers, open heifers, and bulls, including 55 black Angus bred heifers, 50 black and black Baldy bred heifers, 40 red Angus bred heifers, and many more. For new consignments, visit our website at McAllisterStockyards.com or call 918-423-2834. New buyers need to register before sale day, 918-423-2834.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.